Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Jesus said, I'm come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. That literally means super abundantly. You know what super abundance is? Too much. That's right. Too much. Too much. Abundance is more than enough. Super abundance is more than enough. That's too much. Isn't it written? You know, he prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. And among other things, what else happens? My cup's about half full. What? My cup's right up to the brim. He tops it off. I mean, you couldn't put enough. You know, I asked myself this question one time. Doesn't God know when the cup is full? Wouldn't he know? I mean, to the atom, how much you could put in there without running it over? Then why does he keep pouring it in and run it off the side? Why? Why does God run it over? Because that's going to make a mess, you know. It's going to spill on the table. Runs over enough, it's going to spill off in the floor. Why does God run it over? Are you ready for the big answer? Because he wants to. That's his nature. That's his nature. That's his character. That's who he is. He's the God who's more than enough. He's El Shaddai. Oh, hallelujah. And his perfect will in your and my life is more than enough. Every day, if we're experiencing the perfect and full will of God, every day we'll have more than enough to pay our bills. More than enough to take care of our kids. More than enough to run the church. More than enough to supply and furnish missionary outreaches. More than enough. More than enough. Let me tell you now, to make an adjustment in your confession. When people begin to talk about things, you look at your bills, you look at your stuff month to month or throughout the year. Never look at it and say, boy, I hope we have enough. You think we'll have enough? You're talking to your spouse or whoever. You think we'll have enough this week? Well, I hope it's enough. Hope we have enough. Don't say that anymore. Do you know what you say? Mr. Well, you think we'll have enough? No. Mm-mm. We'll have too much. We'll have, what does that mean? We'll have enough to do it and then extra. It'll be too much just for that. It'll be something extra for something else. Said out loud, we will have too much. Too much to pay the bills. Too much to take care of the children. Too much for the church. Too much. Keep those words in your mouth. So with that question, the Bible says, and the Bible is right, Solomon passed all the kings of the earth, not only for wisdom, but for riches. He was so rich, they didn't, to them, the Bible said, silver was accounted as nothing. They had so much gold until they weren't even ministered in silver. Now that's rich. I said, that's rich. That'd be like somebody say, you know, somebody's going to give them some money and they go, well, what is that? Hundreds? Oh, no, I don't need any hundreds. I got so many of them. I just...
Hallelujah.
Huh? That's where they were at. So blessed. Was that the will of God? Who did that for them? God. We're talking about prosperity proven. This is the Bible. People have their theories and ideas and they sit around in seminaries and think up stuff and try to explain their lack of experience and lack of victory. But the Bible is still the Bible. It will always read the same way. And I've refused to water down the Word to match my lack of experience. I'm saying, Lord, bring me up to match this. Right? Just because you don't see it or you're not experiencing right now, don't give up. Believe God to bring you up. Bring you up. So I'm telling you, very few people have ever seen the level of prosperity that Solomon and his family and his staff saw. But now everything was going so wonderful. And then you get to go back to 1 Kings. 1 Kings records the same thing that you see here. But let's read this out of Kings. 1 Kings 10. I should have told you to hold your place there in 2 Chronicles, but you can find it again. You're so quick and sharp. Good looking. Very rich. And a major blessing. That's you. That's you. That's me. 1 Kings 4 talks about how rich Solomon was. And so does 5 and 6 and 7. Took him 13 years to build his house. How many think that was been really nice? Really? I mean, how many stand the Queen of Sheba? It didn't say that she was a gypsy. She was what? Didn't say she lived on the road or that she was a Bedouin. She was the what?
Queen.
Queen. And the queen saw Solomon's stuff and went, so there's no more breath in her. Now she's used to seeing fancy stuff. Right? Now, how many understand this is not just in the Bible for us to ooh and ah about? This has to be typical. The Bible said everything's written in the Old Testament is written for our admonition and our instruction. What is this a type of? How many believe the kingdom of God ought to display the riches of God? The kingdom of God ought to show forth the glory of God in the natural as well as the spiritual. Folk ought not be fussing about spending a few extra dollars on the best carpet. Huh? We talked about, we spent a lot of time, you know, previously talking about saving the Lord money. Saving God money. And we said, he never sees that money. Where's all that money people save for him? They pocket that. Now, let's go on and get the best. Right? Let's believe for the best. Right? Now, in this passage, in the 10th chapter, it describes what we just read about the Queen of Sheba coming, like I said, and all of his riches. And he was so blessed above all the kings. And in chapter 11, though, it starts off with the word what? But. But. Everything was so good, so wonderful. He was so rich that it didn't have any use for silver. They had peace. They built the house of the Lord. It was beautiful. It cost billions and billions, and they built it and paid for it. He had all his stuff built and paid for. They were blessed. They were rich. They were healthy. They had peace. They had joy. But, King Solomon loved many strange women. Together with the daughter of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Zidonians, and Hittites, of the nations concerning which the Lord said to the children of Israel, you shall not go into them, neither shall they come into you, for surely they will turn away your heart after their gods. The Lord had specifically told him not to do this. He told the whole nation in the law and had told him further things about this. Verse 4. It came to pass when Solomon was old that his wives turned away his heart after other gods, and his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God as was the heart of David his father. Now let me just stop right here. Solomon was the wisest man. He was wiser than all the philosophers and men of wisdom in the East and in the kings. But how many understand there is no wisdom enough to disobey God? And I'm sure Solomon is no dummy now. I mean, you read Proverbs, you read these passages, the wisdom that God gave in him and gave through him. It said he had understanding like the seashore. Sand on the seashore, breath. I mean, he had wisdom. He had understanding. So did the devil. So did Lucifer. And see, the thing is, I'm sure he thought, I can handle this. I know what I'm doing. I can have all these women, but they won't turn me away from God. I can do all this, and you know, they got their little idols and stuff, but I'm not going to let that affect me. But the scripture in the New Testament says, evil communications corrupt good manners. There's nobody so strong that they can yield with people that are yielding to wrong spirits and spend time in places where people are yielding to wrong spirits indefinitely and it not happen to them and it not rub off on them. It took years for it to happen to Solomon. He was wise and I'm sure he thought he had it together. But when he was old, he gave in and started worshiping with them and their false gods. Nobody's smart enough. Nobody's wise enough to ignore the word. Now, the reason I'm getting into this, it said that Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord. Verse 5, he went after Ashtoreth, the goddess of the Zidonians, Milcom, the abomination of the Ammonites. Verse 7, he built a high place for Chemosh, the abomination of Moab. On and on. He did all this for his strange wives and burnt incense and sacrifice to their gods. And the Lord was angry with Solomon because his heart was turned away from the Lord God of Israel, which had appeared to him twice. How many understand it is a great honor for the Lord God to appear to you? People talk about visions and some people, bless their heart, they claim they're having visions every other day. But if you read in the Bible, you'd have to add to the scriptures to say that even the apostles had some of these kind of things happen in their life more than two or three times in a whole lifetime. You could go all your life and never have a vision and it wouldn't mean you're unspiritual. It wouldn't mean you didn't love God. Did you hear me? You could go all your life and never hear the audible voice of God or see an angel. It wouldn't mean that there's anything wrong with you. The Lord just didn't see fit to grant you that. This is not something you can just believe for. And so the Lord had appeared to him twice and he spoke to him about some of these things. And when he ignored it and thought he was smarter, it made the Lord angry. And without reading all of it, he told him he was going to lose the kingdom. How many understand when you get away from God, God is no longer number one in your life. You cannot maintain the full blessing of God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Master Key and the Main Problem, you may write to War Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R702. That's R702, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.